This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.
Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Or are you still on your little break and haven't got into the fight? You're comfortable in your little nest, not telling nobody about Christ. You do a little ministry work and, oh, that's good enough, I'm doing good. But you won't put yourself in the crossfire when you're standing for Christ. You're comfortable. And I'm telling you, if you're comfortable, God is not going to use you. He's only going to use those that are uncomfortable because they're in the position where they simply have to trust Him. Now, as we must follow our commander-in-chief, listen to what Jesus did. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2. Listen to this. Oh my. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Listen to this. For the joy that was set before Him, He endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. That's Jesus. Wow. He was the author, the creator, and the finisher of our faith. He was a soldier. He was the king. He's the commander-in-chief. We are to follow Him. He finished the course. I love it when He was on the cross, when He said and gave up the ghost, and He said, "It is finished." Oh my. He is a finisher. Because He was all in. The Father sent Him to go die for the sins of the world that we may live. And He finished the course. Are you a finisher? Paul goes on to encourage Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 7. Listen to this. 2 Timothy chapter 4. This is what Paul is saying. And this is what I told my sons that I want on my tombstone. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Paul was a fighter. Paul was a finisher. And Paul kept the faith. I'm asking you out there today, are you a good soldier of Jesus Christ? Are you a follower? Are you faithful? Are you familiar with the commander's voice and his weapons? Are you a fighter? And then, are you a finisher? God wants you to know that you may have been missing in action, but you can come back. You may have been AWOL, absent without official leave. You think about Jonah and the prodigal son. You can come back. You have lost some battles, haven't we all? But God has won the war. I want to tell you today that the only way that you can be in the army of God is that He had to choose you. And if you believe in your heart that God sent Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and on the third day He rose from the grave, if you believe that, the Bible says, you're saved. Let's listen to what Jesus said in Luke 13:3. He says, "Nay, I tell you, except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish." Let me be clear here. You cannot say you believe and don't repent. It's impossible. Repentance includes believing. That means you recognize where you are, your sinful state, and then you believe what God says and you turn from your wicked ways. And it's not you. He gives you the power to turn. This is how you know that you're saved. If you have not turned, you have not the power. You haven't repented. Romans 10:9 says this, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in thy heart that God raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. See, it's all from the heart. If you believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, thou shalt be saved. That's our message today. Are you a good soldier of Jesus Christ? We are going to
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's Word is life.
This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.